Okay, I didn't hear you respond, but I do see the meeting is now being recorded.
Can you hear me now, Madam Chair?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I apologize for that. Yep, we're being recorded and transcribing at this time.
Okay, thank you. This is Tammy Goja-Cockrell. The time is 13:31 on June 16th, calling the ALMR User Council meeting to order at this time. Mr. Fessy, will you please read the roll call?
Yes, Madam Chair. I have online Chair Tammy Goja-Cockrell, DOT, Ms. Amber Schubert, Officer James Nelson, U.S. Forest Service, John Kruna, Caitlin DeHart, Ross Atkinson, Carl Edwards, Jim Goodman, Bobby Carter, Kyle Green, Eli Berry Garland, Pete Rizal, Bruce Richter. In the room, I have myself, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Nick Feinstock, Lieutenant Enders. Did I miss anybody? And Mr. Scott Stormo just walked in.
Okay, thank you.
You do have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Do we have any special guests today? Hearing none, I would like to remind everyone at the meeting that only the User Council representatives or their alternates may make a motion or second a motion. We can now move on to the approval of the May meeting minutes. I'm hopeful everyone had a chance to review the May minutes and posting the question if anyone has any requested changes at this time. Hearing none, may I get a motion and a second to approve the May meeting minutes?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Kyle Green, second.
Thank you. Are there any objections or further discussion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Moving on to the issues and risks log. Mr. Fessy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's no changes. We just left this one up here, number UC97. That'll be taken down. We already have, Chief Zachary Overmeyer as a Southeast Region alternate, but nothing new to add, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions concerning the issues and risk log? Hearing none, moving on to the action items, Mr. Fessy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The only action item we have right now is still the FCC regulations for the Alaska Power Association. Interesting enough, since our last meeting, I was contacted by Homer Electric. I had a good conversation with them and Mr. Buckley Clark. They're looking to come over to ALMR, so they're trying to get more information for me. And talking to them, they would have to get their radios upgraded for one, and two, our towers cover more than their area. Also, I did receive an email from Copper Valley Electric Association. So we're just emailing back and forth right now. I haven't set up a meeting with them yet, but it seems like it is starting to move forward. And when it does, I will send everything over to the User Council and the Executive Council for approval. And I've been very specific with them. That is a preliminary authorization at this time, and it would have to go to the full User Council and Executive Council before we allow them to come on to the board. But that's all I have for action items, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions regarding the action items? Hearing none, Mr. Fessy, would you provide the OMO updates at this time?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, for the OMO meeting, and just for everyone's situational awareness, Ms. Rachel is not here today, so I'm running everything, so bear with me and just be patient as I'm working both laptops and running everything right now. So right now for training, Mr. Nelson completed a training video on APX radio programming, and it is posted on both our website and YouTube. We had some questions from the field on that one, so I want to say thank you to Mr. Nelson, Mr. Fanenstock for putting that together. I did attend FEMA training at the State Emergency Operations Center. Really good sessions on there and how they're helping the state and what they can bring to the table. I also attended the Alaska Municipal League meeting on June 9th. Excuse me. And for that one there, they were talking about some grants, but it was more for water, nothing for the radio on that one. We're still working to try and get the Tate radios tested. Nick and I have been kind of busy lately, but we'll get that up and running. But we do have those here to go. So I'm just checking in the text. I'm getting a couple chats in here. So, okay. Okay. Also, I'm going to be attending the Municipality of Anchorage Quarterly Emergency Management Meeting. That'll be on 17 June. So I will be there along with the AWARN team. So that'll be my first meeting there with them. And then Nick and I conducted ALMR training with the Fairbanks PD. About an hour and a half long, we went through the whole ALMR system, some of the new features since we've had FedRAMP, inventory, membership agreements and stuff like that. So I think it went pretty well with the Fairbanks PD team. Any questions before I go to the system upgrade? Hearing none, I'll move on. So the BDA install at the Rabinowitz Courthouse in Fairbanks is being worked on or almost completed. And the BDA install at the Palmer Courthouse is almost completed. We're working on the change request paperwork on that one. The last couple of days, Nick and I have been extremely busy along with Erica Bishop in Fairbanks and Lieutenant Enders. And I just want to say thank you to Erica and her team, Lieutenant Enders and his team. We worked with the Department of Public Safety and for TDMA, we activated Delta Dispatch, Delta NCIC, AST Delta, AST TOC, Delta Traffic, Delta TAC, and Charlie Dispatch at TDMA. We're watching it quite a bit. We didn't see any issues. And the other agencies that were using or do use the Delta Dispatch channels, we can see them talking on there on TDMA. And there's some folks that just still have the FDMA radios. I reached out to them, asked them to do some radio checks. So to make sure they could still talk to Fairbanks ASC dispatch. There wasn't any issues. Lieutenant Enders, if I could put you on the spot, do you have any feedback on that?
I get no negative reports whatsoever. So much smoother than when we turned on a dispatch. So I know the radio team's been up there getting the radios ready with updates. So the Phil Paul today, I was monitoring D dispatch on the FirstNet push to talk app, and it was coming through loud and clear as well there.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant. So made document reviews. The risk management plan was completed. The channel naming policy and procedure was completed. Organizational structure chart was completed, and the technology policy and procedure were completed. Are there any questions for me before I go to the metrics? Hearing none, I'll move along. So the group of individual calls were 2,040,787. The monthly push-to-talks were 3,112,545. And I just want to add a little bit to that number. Rachel actually had to adjust the grid on there for the push-to-talks due to a higher level we've previously allotted. The higher number has always been 3.1 million, but since we've actually gone over that for the first time ever, we've actually had to adjust the chart and graph to 3.2 million. So a lot of usage last month. Monthly busies were 583. And the monthly sites below 3.9 were 12. And you can see the reasons here, commercial circuit, bad weather at Henny Range. Nick and his team were out working Doing PMIs at Donnelly Dome, Hope, R1 North, Sterling, Summit Lake, Sunahay. We still have the tower failure at Auk Lake. We all know what happened there. Also, we had the failing card at Cooper Mountain replaced, and that affected Moose Pass, Seward, and Walcott. Looking at subscribers, we did go up a little bit from last month. We are currently at 31,995 subscriber counts. State of Alaska has 9,484. Department of War has 8,641. The Alaska Municipal League / AWARN have 12,017. And federal non-DOW are 1,853. Any questions on the metrics from anyone, or would they like to look at another slide? Hearing none, I'll move over back over to our agenda. On the other, we're working with Mr. Stormode and his team to complete the ALMR budget, and we're hoping to have it ready for the July UC meeting for discussion, and then it'll go to the board for vote, and then if it is approved by the user council, then it'll go to the executive council for their July 15th meeting. You'll see here later on in the agenda, the August user council meeting right now is to be determined, since myself and possibly members of the Scott's team will be at the APCO MTUG conference that same time. So right now I just have a placeholder for to be determined. I need to get with everyone on the board and see what dates will work with them. But for right now, the August meeting is just to be determined because I'm going to be out of town for the conference. Well, that's all I have, Madam Chair, pending any questions. And that completes my report, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, it looks like you're muted. Yes. Okay, we'll stand by. Everyone, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so just stand by for 1 second, please. Thank you, Amber. I'll document that. You're on speaker now, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Paul. Sorry, my apologies, everybody. For whatever reason, I cannot get back into Teams. So I apologize for the delay. Thank you for your report, Mr. Fussy. We're moving on to the SMO update. Mr. Fonstock, would you like to provide an SMO update at this time?
Yes, thank you. So as you're all aware, it's the summer seasons. We're hitting the PMIs pretty hard. I appreciate all the patience you have with us getting through those. It's a busy season for all of us. You know, with the increases in temperature, fire season, it just overall workload for everyone is exponential during the summertime. There was a site that, well, got to feel the heat as well. I'm not going to list the site for where it's at, but let's just say that the internal temperature reached 135 degrees Fahrenheit. Luckily, that nothing went down. It definitely yelled a little bit, but no coverage was lost during that time. I believe that's all I have. I can't really think of anything else to add.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Nick? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda is the state and DOW updates. Mr. Stormo, do you have any updates for the group?
Just pass on a couple of high-risk situations we're dealing with at the moment. Power line up to the reindeer site along the Parks Highway is faulted somewhere. We had an electrician look at it from the bottom yesterday, changed out a fuse and switched down at the bottom to see if that was the problem, but that did not fix it. So we're working on the next step, which is probably getting some high voltage linemen to take a look at the line. If we're going to try to refuel the generator probably tomorrow and see if we can see if there's anything tripped at the top. But after that, it's high voltage line type work, so we'll have to contract for that. Funding could be a problem. We'll have to wait and see. The divide dish is hopefully going to get put on here, replaced in the next few weeks. That blew off over the winter. We're looking at getting somebody to look at the fiber we have running to the site in Haines, because the slide that happened a few years ago, our fiber run got caught up in that. It didn't break it, but it is tangled up and in some fallen trees. So we're looking at getting some information on putting a new run a different direction away from that. And the Auk Lake Tower, as everybody knows, collapsed last month during this meeting. Not because of the meeting, but during the meeting. We're still waiting. The lawyers and the investigators are involved at the moment, so we're still waiting to see what the way forward is on remedying that situation. Luckily, the coverage impact was not significant. The airport seems to be about the most obvious place that lost portable coverage. Mobile coverage wasn't impacted too bad just because of the other sites have some overlapping coverage. The biggest loss from a system perspective of that being down is not the coverage. It's the fact that there was microwave going through that was connecting to the other site. So if another site fails, all of, you know, Saddle Mountain goes down, then Saddle and Lena Point, the other two sites down there besides the Diamond Courthouse, will all be disconnected. So that is all I have at the moment, unless there's any questions.
Thank you, Scott. Mr. Fussy, can you remind me if Mr. Woodall's present today?
Madam Chair, I didn't see him call in. I don't have him registered today.
Okay, and is there anyone else present to provide an update for DOW?
Madam Chair, Mr. Reed, our security manager, has one.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Reed.
So right now we are in the process of having our security package signed off again at the J6 level for our RMF approval. We are awaiting the final signature on it right now, and this should be for a one-year extension on the current package. And that is going to tide us over until we can get an update through here and get off of our end-of-life systems. But that should be signed off here in the next week. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Any questions? Okay, that brings us to user council representatives. Starting with the state of Alaska, are there any updates from DPS, Lieutenant Enders?
We're continuing to work on some talk share agreements. We're working on one with Nome and Nome Police Department and also Anchorage Airport Police and Fire, trying to increase connectivity. So that's all I have to report.
Thank you. Next is DOT.
Madam Chair, Amber Schubert did put in the chat that she had to leave. She had another emergency come up, so she's not available.
Okay, thank you. Next is all others. Mr. Scott Nelson.
Madam Chair, Mr. Carl Edwards is on.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Carl Edwards.
Good afternoon. This is Carl, and I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to DOW. Is there anything from the U.S. Army installations? How about J-Bear? And I can't see the chat. Yeah. If you can relay.
Madam Chair, Caitlin just said she has nothing new.
Okay. Non-DOW representatives, is there anything from DOJ? Department of Interior? All right, moving on to all others. Mr. James Nelson or Mr. Bobby Carter.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Nothing for the good of the order from TSA. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Forest Service Law Enforcement is looking at acquiring new Motorola radios at this time. We're still in the process of trying to get those from the Washington office, but I should have more updates on that coming up in the next couple weeks. So I should know if we're going to be getting modernized radios.
Well, that's great news. Looking forward to those updates. Next is the municipal component. I do not have anything for the good of the order. Mr. Goodman?
He said, Madam Chair, he said the Palmer dispatch upgrades, they're working on that.
Okay, thank you. And Norse Deputy Chief Keith Berrien. For Mr. Kyle Green.
Hi, everyone. Kyle Green here. For our update up north, I just want to say thank you again to Paul and Nick for supporting Fairbanks Police Department and their inquiries as they are learning more about the system and how they're going to plan out their future infrastructure or their future communications upgrades. The other thing I would have would add for everyone here, most of our, at least on the fire side, talk groups that we use for our tactical channels for incident operations here are under the control of the borough as far as our talk group agreements are concerned. And recently, working with the borough, the area fire chiefs and our central dispatch center that we all contract with, Fairbanks Emergency Communications Center, there was a readjustment on how those channels are assigned during incidents. To accommodate mostly Fairbanks Fire Department's increasing calls for service. Last year, they were sitting just under 7,500 calls for service. they're ticking upward toward 8,000. There's a lot of traffic on some of those other channels that are monitored and recorded. And so the channels have been further bifurcated out. The talk groups have been bifurcated out between agencies. So a little bit of shifting going on. The assignment of frequencies here in Fairbanks have not changed for 20 years. And so we're all kind of watching to see how this works. And so far, it's been going well to make sure that we are able to share all the different talk groups that we utilize for emergencies here in Fairbanks. Other than that, where I can, I'm still inserting myself to remind folks that we must continue to upgrade our radios to be TDMA compliant, and agencies are chipping away at it as they can find funds to do so. Thank you so much. Hope you guys are all having good weather where you're at. It's beautiful here day here in Fairbanks. Take care.
Thank you for that update. Are there any representatives from Southeast?
Madam Chair, this is Paul. I don't see anybody online.
I'm here. It's Erin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Erin. I apologize.
That's all right. I joined about 3-4 minutes late. I don't have any Southeast updates. My Juno update is we are continuing to roll out new mobile radios and expect to be rolled for police and fire departments. Police department's about 80% done. Fire department is, I think, 24% done. So we still have quite a few radios left to install, and that's going pretty well. And we expect to be using the ALMR system a little bit more once all of our responders have that capability.
Thank you, Erin. Are there any questions? Hearing none, that brings us to new business. Does anyone have any new business to offer?
Madam Chair, Bruce Richter from CISA said he had nothing to add.
Okay, thank you for that. Hearing no new business, that brings us to next meetings. The next scheduled meeting, July 1st. And as Mr. Fussy stated at the beginning of the call, the August meeting is to be determined at a later time. Is there anything else anyone would like to offer at this time before we move for adjournment? Hearing nothing at this time, I'll accept a motion and then a second from any of the council members to adjourn the June 16th meeting.
Kyle Green, motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Kyle.
And Andrew, second.
Thank you, Lieutenant Anders. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, everyone.